The hallways at the Lutheran Social Services Building in Rapid City are lined with art.
Well, every picture has a story, and for a lot of children, art is the medium that helps them get their story out.
Linda Thompson is a clinical social worker here. In her 36-year career, she's worked primarily with children, and she's used art in much of that therapy.
The therapy that I do with children is really a cognitive process, but it involves art and play in bringing forward the issues that the children are dealing with.
The issues that Thompson helps kids deal with range from a free-thinking teen rebelling against a military father to children dealing with divorce to children dealing with gender identity and sexual orientation. She points to one picture on the wall that she says gets a lot of compliments from passersby.
Well, the picture looks like a fairy. It looks very female, and it's in a forest, and it's kind of peeking behind a tree in a very shy way. You know, it's got the wings and all the ornamentation of a fairy, but I think it really speaks to his struggle. And eventually he did come out and talk about, you know, his being homosexual and being okay with that and being comfortable with that. But it was interesting how that was a process that took several years, and it was a very step-by-step process.
Thompson says art was an important part of that young man's process. She also counsels kids who've suffered physical and even sexual abuse. She points out another image a little further down the wall.
You know, it looks like a devil with one eye dead. You know how people will draw X's for dead eyes? And then one all twisted, the mouth sewn shut, because we know sexual abuse is shrouded with secrecy. And then the devil images with the fork and the fire and the pointed tail, you know, all speak to what a horrible experience that was for him.
Thompson says art can not only help the child get in touch with his or her own struggle to cope and recover, but the art can also help a therapist connect and understand. A counselor can use art to get the young person talking about what he or she went through, and this can help healing. It's not just for children, but also adults.
I always tell the people I work with, it's not about the product. I don't want you to focus so much on it being the perfect product, but what is the journey you take as you're writing or as you're painting?
Serene Thinelk is an expressive art therapist who works in Sioux Falls.
There's something about being able to just use an art form to connect to yourself and connect to other people that can help you to feel not so alone in the world, and culturally speaking, to feel connected to your ancestors, which brings so much strength.
Thinelk is both Lakota and Dakota. She says there's also a strong cultural component in using art as a form of expression and healing. She uses a number of art forms and practices, from music to simple expressive movement to writing and journaling.
Through one of those pathways, what can happen in the healing process is it can create self-awareness. And sometimes that can be very scary when you create self-awareness, because sometimes you realize your own part in conflict, and other times you realize how much you've been hurt or things you've been holding in.
Back at Lutheran Social Services in Rapid City, Linda Thompson is showing off artworks done by kids who've completed therapy in the program here. There's barely a square inch uncovered on the two long hallways, and she says there's more to add.
I have stacks of artwork to frame.
Thompson says the youngsters that painted these pictures remain anonymous. But she says the kids often still love to share their creation. They completed a recent art show with the doll in Rapid City's downtown.
I always encourage art with children because it is a lifelong thing, you know, and you never know what your thing's going to be, whether it's painting or clay or paper mache or, you know, just, you know, the part of your brain that's stimulated when you're doing art is also the part of your brain that stimulates problem solving. So it goes together, you know, very well.
Some of the art hanging on the walls at Lutheran Social Services was completed years ago. Thompson says many of the young people who painted these pictures finished therapy, and she hopes they're now living happy, normal lives. She also hopes they're continuing to create art as adults. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.